and welcome aboard. We are here with our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And in studio with me, I have Vice Mayor Alan Jentz is here. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with the city these days. And we've got a lot going on. Big thing coming up on Friday night. I want to just jump to the good stuff real quick. Go ahead. We've got a history in the making coming up Friday night.
Right. We have the grand opening of the Tower Center at Unity Square, and that ribbon-cutting ceremony will be about 5:50 on Friday evening. Lieutenant Governor Pinnell will be there. The mayor will be, and of course I'll be there, and I imagine some other city officials, and come out and watch the ribbon being cut. And like you said, it's a historic moment that the Tower Center is being dedicated. And then afterwards, fun stuff will start. We'll have, I think, three different bands. There'll be food trucks. Val Callaghan, who's the director there at the BCC, says bring your lawn chairs and your picnic food. And if you got money, bring your money and eat some food at the concessions. It'll be a lot of fun.
We are going to have a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it. You know, when I first moved here about a year ago, this was the big thing that was on the drawing board. And piece by piece, things started coming together between rains. And now, golly, what a beautiful piece of work we have down there.
It's really nice. If you haven't been there in the evening, it's very beautiful. The lighting is really, really nice. In fact, I was there last night after city council, drove by and got out. Nice, cool breeze. So surprising, but it was very nice. And so we hope everybody will come out already, even though we haven't had the formal dedication or grand opening. A lot of people have used it. A lot of groups are using it. In fact, again, last night on the way to council, there was a yoga group, and they usually work out on the stage, but since it was a little hot, they went over to the shade, and I thought that showed good judgment.
Excellent judgment. Stay hydrated, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
That's right.
I understand we might even be seeing actors and actresses upon that stage doing things kind of amphitheater style.
I think we'll be having that. I know Theodore Bartlesville is talking about trying to do a production in September.
That'd be
and,
nice.
And it'll be something with the food truck, and that'll be a part of the ticket, and have a little dinner there on the lawn and watch some silly actors have fun on the stage.
We're speaking with Vice Mayor Alan Jentz here, and we've got some road work that's coming up. A lot of folks say, well, yeah, it's been a little overdue, but it seems like once it gets started, it's like, can you hurry up? And no one really is happy, but until it's all done, and then everybody's like, you know, hey, look at that.
That's right. What we're doing is there's a lot of pain, but once it's finished, everybody's happy. I know... I don't know if you know John Bonzak, but John kind of a character around town for a long time, and with Arvest. And he always said the closest distance between any two places is always under construction. So.
But it's going to look nice. And I also understand that the roads are going to be not only repaved or retopped, but also restriped in order to make room for, you know, directions anyway for our bicycle friends.
Right. In fact, we talked about that last night on the council. The law in Oklahoma is that we are a share of the road state. Mm-hmm. So bicyclers are there. The drivers need to make sure they give them right away. They could be in the lane of traffic. And so this is not really creating anything new, but it does show where the bike lanes will be and where that you could follow the bike lanes. And you may have already noticed that on Frank Phillips, there's some of that, and then there's some other places where the new signs are going up, which was part of the bond election. And then on that road work you were talking about, they're starting downtown, and KSL is working on that. They'll start over by the post office, and then they'll work to the northeast. Should be finished this summer, but it's going to be a lot of work. And they're going to try to keep at least one lane open so that you'll be able to go at least one way. And I think that'll kind of alleviate some of the pain, but once it's done, it'll fit right into all the other work we've done with the downtown landscaping and, of course, the Tower Center. It'll look great with that new painting on top.
It'd be like the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. And it's about time. It's a little rough now.
Yeah, one could say. Now, we had something really neat to kind of happen with our water processing. And I know that Mr. Lawrenson has been in here trying to explain it. But I think it's kind of easy in layman's term to say it's going to work and work well, and we're going to have plenty of water.
That was the plan, you know, back in the early 2000s when we went through some of the severe drought. Studies began to figure out ways to make sure that we wouldn't have any sort of shortages when the next drought comes. One of the projects that, and it's there's several different projects we're working on, but one of the projects that's coming to fruition right now is the water reuse project. Mm-hmm. And a big thing you always have to do is the environmental assessment. Looks at archaeological sites, endangered species, wetlands, all of those kind of things, hazardous waste, any of that kind of thing, to see what kind of impact mm-hmm. it'll have on the environment. So that's been going on. A lot of people don't even realize it when it's happening, but it's been going on for quite some time. And we approved the assessment last night, mm-hmm. which means that once you get your environmental assessment done, then you can start getting the financing, and that project should begin in August. And maybe a little later, depending on how long it takes the letting of the mm-hmm. of the contracts. And what that essentially is the water, the effluent, which is after it's been treated, will be pumped north and be placed back into the Caney, and then the water comes back down the river, and when it gets here, then we pump it out and reuse it.
I understand with the process that the effluent that goes back into the river 7 miles up the road or so is actually cleaner than the water that's in the river already. So in a way, we're kind of flushing the river as we're flushing.
Well, actually, it does. It does actually clean the river water will actually be cleaner. Yeah. And the effluent is a very clean process mm-hmm. once it comes out.
Highly clean, as I've yep. been told. The yep. astronauts do that stuff all the time.
They do. It seems a little counterintuitive, but this kind of, some other cities, I think Denver uses a reuse. I think it's more in a lake process. Mm-hmm. But the river process, the river itself actually cleans itself up. So
it
the
does.
Water, but the water that is pumped in from our plant, once it's pumped in north, then it will actually, as you said, it'll be cleaner than the water that we've been pumping out anyway. It's a great process.
Great.
And it's about 5 million gallons a day.
Wow.
Is the effluent. So it certainly would help alleviate the water mm-hmm. shortage, if yeah. in fact, and I'm sure we will have a drought at some point. Mm-hmm. The other thing that has happened and is that, of course, Senator Inhofe had helped work with us to obtain water yeah. rights at Copan Lake. Mm-hmm. And that process and that project will be going forward, too, at some point. So we'll have a lot of good point sources for water. And, you know, it's not as exciting as the Tower Center Unity Square and getting to see actors and singers and having all that fun. But you can't have a city without water.
That's true. If you don't have water, you don't have humans. You don't have a whole lot of anything, as a matter of fact. That's essential for our livelihoods. It is 8:42. We're talking with Vice Mayor Alan Jensis. And other things going on with the city that you'd like to talk about?
Well, some other projects that are getting finished. The Pathfinder Parkway improvements, especially the one along Silver Lake. I think people have been seeing that.
Yeah.
That gotten kind of rough, and that's been repaved. Looks great. I know that some of my kids who live in town are already using it for bike lanes and for running and those kind of things. So there's three of those projects that have been completed. And then we're working on the skate park. Learned last night that Mr. Bailey thinks that he doesn't think he can navigate that deep of a bowl. So I don't think we'll be seeing him at the grand opening in that, but we've got some pretty good skaters in town that and we got a skate designer, a fellow who designs these things that is nationally known.
Yeah.
So that process is moving along. The fellows who are building it are from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, they've done this before.
They are extremely good. They don't like Oklahoma weather, though.
I can't believe
that.
They don't like sunshine and hot weather.
I guess not. And the mayor pointed out, well, the weather really hadn't gotten hot yet, so they need to.
wait a few weeks. Wait till August.
Yeah. It should be done by August, so hopefully they'll miss out on some of that. So
those guys are going to be going back to Portland just a little bit thinner going.
But they're doing a great job. Yeah. If you haven't been by there, you need to run out by the park and drive through the parking lot, and you can see the process. And mm-hmm. the progress that they're making is really good. As I said, the local fellow, Ryan Crane, who's a designer, had designed this, and it's going to be as good as anybody else's skate park. So that process is moving along. We also approved the Cuddy Hay project last night, which is for folks who haven't been out that way for a while. It's over in the northwest part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a further extension of the improvement of Cuddy Hay from Virginia to Santa Fe. And so that gives us one more east-west route that'll be well done. So upcoming projects, of course, the downtown landscaping, which was approved.
And mm-hmm.
We've got the bond issue coming up, which will have a lot of street projects. So hopefully when we get to that point, I'm sure somebody will come on and discuss it with you.
But sure.
It's the city is very busy. Please be patient with the with all the road work, because it's going to be great. It's just like the Tower Center, the way it turned out was just, it's really beautiful.
Oh, it was.
Fantastic.
And I know that every time it rained, everybody's, oh, well, there's another day. Oh, there's another day. But, oh, wow, happy day. It came. And, you know, mixed blessing with the COVID.
Well, and that slowed us down, too. Yeah. You know, like it slowed everybody down. Yeah. Exciting things coming forward with that. Of course, they'll finish out the summer series.
Mm-hmm.
August will be, I think it's, Heritage America. Mm-hmm. The one in September will be Salsa, north of Tulsa, I think is what it's called. And then hopefully in October, around the time of Spookorama and those kind of things around Halloween, we will have the dedication of the art installation and water feature.
There you go.
And that is going to be another spectacular addition to that venue.
We spoke with the artist, that young lady from Kansas. Mm-hmm. She is excited. She can't wait to see how this is going to look here.
Well, and she does great work, and I know that she's been working with Terry Lawrence, and they've gone through the engineering. All that looks good, and she's moving forward with fabrication now. And they have to do some site work, mm-hmm. so there'll be a little site work being done. But the park will still be open. We'll still be doing things there, but there'll be a little bit of construction. And then hopefully by the end of October, everything is finished,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have something that people will be talking about. They already are. I have some friends who came up from Broken Arrow, and they're envious of the of our green space.
A lot of communities in the Northeast Oklahoma are. Also, a quick thing: we got the bond issue election coming up in
August.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Get moving around.
Right, yeah, right. So I think it's going to be in August still.
Yeah.
And municipal election filing will be in August. We mm-hmm. passed that last night. And, of course, those elections happen in November.
Mm-hmm.
And busy time.
Indeed.
Lots happening. I hopefully kids will be able to go back to school before long. Mm-hmm. I know they're talking about two different options for City of Bartlesville, either mm-hmm. online or in person. And, you know, everybody is trying to work through this unusual time here in the United States.
Yeah, indeed. I got a hats off to everybody in Bartlesville and to, you know, everybody at the town hall and the business folks. It was tough, and it still is tough. I don't mm-hmm. want to minimize it. It's still there. But we're getting along okay, and people are behaving for the most part.
Well, we've been really blessed here in Washington County. You know, in April, things were a little rough.
Oh, boy.
And but since, our numbers look good. I think that trend line is still either flat or down mm-hmm. in Washington County. For the state, it doesn't look as good, but things have worked well here, and hopefully people will continue to socially distance. It's not over. We still have to wash our hands and, you know, wear your mask when you're comfortable and those kinds of things.
Oh, if anything good really came from this, people rediscovered that thing called wash your hands. Thank you very much.
You know, my grandkids, that has become a thing they love to do. So when they come over and visit, everybody has to, they're little, some of them are little, and they'll put the stool up in the bathroom. They have a little step stool. And I don't know how many times we wash our hands a day, but they've certainly gotten into washing their hands.
That's really ingrained into them.
And with little kids who are kind of sticky most of the time, it's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. We've been speaking with Vice Mayor Alan Jentzes here on our Community Connection. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you. It's always good to see you, Tom.
See you Friday out there.
Very good.
All right. Very good. It is 8:48.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one.